Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be taking a call from a 24-year-old with a family trust that makes about $500,000 to $600,000 a year. And there's enough money in this trust to basically last him a lifetime and his children's lifetime of earning that amount of income. And before anyone says, like, Graham, he's faking it. He sent a lot of proof. He sent tax returns. This is not just like someone just randomly writing whatever they want. I mean, this stuff is verified. So anyway, let's bring him on the show. He has some questions about how he should be investing his money, how he could be saving on taxes, and a whole bunch of other stuff like this. So anyway, let's bring him on and see what it's all about. So Adam, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, there you go, man. So I'm part owner of a family trust, kind of like inheritance kind of thing, man. I make $500,000 plus a year.
Yeah.
And I'm young, man, and I'm just trying to, see the right investments for me, man. I get taxed a lot, so I just need some help.
Okay. Let's start here. I mean, what is your current, like, you're making a ton of money, and by the way, you already sent like tax returns. So this is not like you're just going and like some random person is claiming they make whatever. Like this is something you sent tax returns to, like, verify this information,
yeah,
and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Yeah, exactly. I sent you them. Yeah, exactly.
What is your spending like from your income?
Oh,
how much of this
man.
Are you saving, and what are you spending? And by the way, I want to know how consistent is this income? Is this like the income that you're making $500,000 to $600,000 a year? Is that going to last you indefinitely, or is that just money you're kind of drawing from?
No, it's indefinitely, man. Even my kids will, reap the benefits.
Yeah. Okay. So how much of that are you spending, and what's your concern?
Well, from 18 to like 22, man, I was spending everything, you know what I mean? But from, I'm 24 now. I just turned 24 yesterday. So,
happy birthday.
Thank you, man. And then now I'm just trying to save or invest really 60% of it. And then, the rest of it is, my mortgage and things like that.
Yeah. Let me ask you a stupid question, okay?
Yeah.
Why do you want to save and invest?
Well,
what is that going to do for you? I'm being serious.
I want to create a legacy, my legacy.
Okay, because it sounds like financially, you already have a legacy.
I was never taught, nothing,
Okay, so my understanding, then, this is just something you want to learn. This is something you're interested in.
I
want to
learn,
do something
exactly,
for
man.
Yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I want to learn, man. I've been reading a lot of books. I got a damn GED. I don't even have a high school. I didn't even graduate high school.
Okay. I respect that. I totally respect that. I think a lot of people in your position would simply just feel like, hey, you know what? I've already won the genetic lottery. Because in a sense, I mean, that's what the financial, at least from a financial perspective, you did. I mean, you never have to worry about money ever again. And that's an amazing position to be in.
Exactly.
That just allows you to pursue anything you want. And I think most of us have that dream in mind. That's what we want to do. So I totally understand that.
Yeah, man.
In terms of saving and investing, I hear you on that. Okay. So at least we figured out the why right now. How much of this now can you realistically save?
I could probably save half, man, to be honest with you, realistically.
Now, I want to know, after taxes, how much can you save? Like 200 grand a year, 300 grand a year?
Yeah, absolutely. 200 grand a year.
Okay. What is your objective?
200, yeah.
What is your objective then with this money? Are you interested in real estate? Are you interested in stocks?
Yeah, so I'm interested in real estate, and I'm interested in the stock market and oil, like drilling oil, you know what I mean?
Okay. So let's start with real estate, because that's obviously, I think, my favorite investment by far. Honestly, man, with your income, I would skip the whole house hacking thing. Like for most people who are just starting out and just like have a little bit of money to invest, you could only buy one property. House hacking is by far, I think, the easiest decision to make. I mean, it just makes sense. But for you, because you have so much money coming in and you're not really going to have to worry about like that money disappearing, I would I would probably save up for the next 3 to 4 years. If you're serious about real estate, just I would invest for, I would try to get like a good like 800 grand saved up. And in the meantime, I would either put that in a CD, earning like 2.5%, maybe 2.3%, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Put it in a CD, put it in a high interest savings account, just let it accumulate. When you get about $800,000, I would put about 25% down on a small apartment building. I'd probably go, anywhere between four like units somewhere on the low
in Kansas
end.
City or something.
I think even in I think even around you, if you want to do Northern California, which you're going to get a low, what's called a low cap rate, which means it's not going to be a high yielding return on your money.
So
but
I should leverage my income then.
I would, because you have it coming in, you have the savings, and I would buy an apartment building that maybe yields you anywhere between 3.5% and 5% a year on a good apartment building in a good area in Northern California that is just going to be consistent. Because here's the thing, you go and invest in these areas in Kansas City, they're good for cash flow. I don't think you need cash flow. If you want to build a legacy, I think it would be a lot cooler to build up some really insane properties in like prime locations in like around the Bay Area, San Francisco, Northern California. Like, get some awesome locations and just hold them for life. Like, that's the sort of stuff, because you don't need the cash flow right now. So, right. And plus, here's the other thing.
I get the depreciation as well on that.
Here's the other thing too. If
for the taxes.
Yeah. So if you're getting cash flow, you're going to be taxed on the cash flow. So what if you can depreciate the property? But you're not going to be taxed on appreciation of the property. You're going to buy in a really good location.
Yeah, exactly.
Property's going to go up in value 50, 70 grand in a year. You're not taxed on that. You're going to be taxed on the $70,000 of rental income that you have coming in. So I would go ahead and do that. So I would go and buy like a $2.5 million 4-8 unit apartment building, get a property manager. You have the luxury right now of being able to hire a lot of this stuff out. I'm not going to like drill you for being like, you got to manage it yourself. You got to do all.
Honestly,
who cares?
Spend the 10% or whatever it is.
Who cares? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What's more important for you is that you just make sound investment decisions and you hire out and delegate as much as you can so you can focus on just buying more sound investment decisions. That's what I would personally do if I were in your position.
Okay, cool, man. Cool.
Yeah. Now, in terms of stocks, I am not a huge fan of going and buying individual stocks and gambling on it. I think if you have an interest in the stock market and you have some companies that you really like that you feel are undervalued and you want to put a reasonable amount of money in them, fine. Like for me, it's Tesla. I was just an idiot and I bought a Tesla and I figured it would just be a good idea to buy Tesla stock. I didn't invest a lot of money. I mean, it's kind of like gamble money. But still, I mean, I bought individual stocks. Otherwise, what I recommend doing is just a broad index fund. It's going to be boring. It's going to be a little bit slow.
Yeah.
It's not going to be exciting.
I was going to tell you that. I have about $50,000 into Charles Schwab, into like an index and ETFs and stuff like that right now at the moment.
Yeah.
And
so,
I make too much money to have like a Roth IRA and stuff like that, because my income is other income.
Yes and no, but you can do what's called a backdoor Roth IRA. So without going into too much detail, it means that you can contribute to a traditional IRA without any tax benefits, and then you just immediately turn that to a Roth. It's called a Roth. So you can if you call up your brokerage and you explain you want to do a backdoor Roth IRA, they'll be able to walk you through it. That's a way you can do it.
Okay.
I would do that, because here's the thing. I would suggest like a 401k, but I know you're going to make way more money than you are right now, because you're going to be like 60-something years old. You're going to continue to make this amount of money a year. You're going to have all of your investments bringing in money. You're going to be in a higher tax bracket in the future. I would recommend I would recommend index funds, real estate. Oil is something like – I don't know anything about oil. If you want to get good with oil, by all means.
I invested about about $50,000.
Okay.
It's great for my federal tax, you know what I mean?
How is it good for your federal tax?
Because I get to write it off, all that drilling and all the intangible stuff like that.
Wait, how did you invest in oil? Are you buying just like oil futures, or what are you doing with oil?
No, in like actual drilling in like oil wells.
Oh, you literally go and invest in oil. Okay.
Like yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Not like the stock, but actually like really the drilling and stuff like that.
Okay, got it. Okay, well, if you know more about that than I do, so I would have no idea about that.
Okay.
But otherwise, my other recommendation would be is to move into a no income tax state. I mean, that would be it.
Oh,
you
man,
live in Vegas?
You took the question right out of my mouth, man.
Yeah, do that, because your income, just moving to another state and just
right,
that's
like
your
Nevada
new residence.
Or Texas.
Yeah, it's going to save you a lot of money in taxes and in state income taxes.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was saying, you know, I think I'm getting taxed at 10% right now from California, so, or something like that. So,
Yeah, it's really high. So anyway, so that's something you absolutely, if you want to save money on taxes, that's just absolutely something that you would maybe look into doing. I don't want to advocate you like, you know, necessarily doing that just to save on taxes, but you know, that is an option in your income bracket where it makes
and that means
sense.
something. And you recommend, should I buy?
Here's the thing, man. Like a lot of these things are going to be so small compared to how much money you're making. Realistically, I mean, the rent versus buy thing, I think generally, if you're going to be there for more than 10 years, it's probably better just to buy something. If you're going to be there for a few years and see how you like it, then I would just rent something instead.
I definitely was thinking about that. You know, California's too, they tax me too much, man. I'm already paying a lot in federal, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So that's something I would probably recommend doing if you want to save money on taxes.
Yeah, so I get paid quarterly. That's every 3 months,
Yeah.
you know. So you would invest a certain amount of money into these index funds and then reinvest all the dividends and the growth and things like that and keep on
Yeah,
adding it, adding to it.
if it were me and I had this income, I would probably say I would throw 25 to 35% of your income in an index fund, and then I would save the other part of that money, and I would just go and invest in real estate. When you get enough money to buy a good multifamily unit in a good location, and that's what I would
Okay,
do.
so stay away from like a residential home and stuff like that.
If you find the right deal, I think it could work. I would say, and it's like, because here's the thing, like if I had the money to get like little small apartment buildings here in Los Angeles, I probably would. Just because the returns are a little bit better, but for what I'm buying in like the 800 to 1.5 range, like single family homes and duplexes, triplexes are the best value in that price range. But if I was buying like, you know, $7-8 million places or $4 million place, then I would lean towards an apartment building. It's just I don't I
Okay, makes
just in
sense.
Los Angeles it's so ridiculous for property values like that. So anyway, man, I really appreciate the call, and you're such a good position, man, to pretty much do whatever. You can't go wrong with whatever you decide to do. But again, it just comes down to saving, investing consistently, and that's really about it. But you know, no matter what you do, you're doing well. Put it that way.
All right, man, I got it. Thank you. I
Cool.
appreciate
Yeah,
that.
you got it, man. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank
All
you.
right, see ya. Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. If you guys enjoy videos like this, make sure to always smash the like button, subscribe, add me on Instagram. I post it pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. Thank you again for watching, and until next time.